It took him some time to orbit Discovery's spherical pressure hull, for he never let the pod build up a speed of more than a few feet a second. He was in no hurry, and it was dangerous to move at a high velocity so near the ship. He had to keep a sharp lookout for the various sensors and instrument booms that projected from the hull at unlikely places, and he also had to be careful with his own jet blast. It could do considerable damage if it happened to hit some of the more fragile equipment. When at last he reached the long-range antenna, he surveyed the situation carefully. The big 20-foot diameter bowl appeared to be aimed directly at the sun, for the Earth was now almost in line with the solar disk. The antenna, mounting with all its orientation gear, was therefore in total darkness, hidden in the shadow of the great metal saucer.